John Harvey Kellogg ran the Battle Creek Sanitarium in Michigan, and he had one obsession: stopping people from masturbating. He called it a disease. In his 1877 book, Plain Facts for Old and Young, he listed 39 symptoms of what he termed the solitary vice: acne, epilepsy, stiff joints, bad posture. He believed meat and spicy foods stirred up sexual desire, so his cure was diet. Bland grains, no seasoning, nothing exciting enough to wake the body up. So he started baking. Oatmeal and cornmeal, pressed flat, baked, ground into pieces. He served it to patients, hoping a boring breakfast might dull their urges before the day even started. It wasn't a snack. It was medicine. A bowl of cereal built to keep desire in check. His younger brother, Will, kept the sanitarium's books, and he thought the stuff tasted like cardboard. He wanted to add sugar. John refused. Sugar excited the body, the exact thing he'd built his career fighting. Will did it anyway. In 1906, he split off and started his own company, sweetening the recipe against his brother's wishes. That company became Kellogg's. John lost the right to put his own name on a box of cereal he invented. The company Will built spent the next century selling cartoon tigers and rainbow mascots to children. Nobody pouring a bowl of Frosted Flakes is thinking about a Victorian doctor's crusade against pleasure. The sugar Will added against his brother's wishes is the reason the brand survived. The thing John invented the cereal to prevent is the reason it's still on shelves. Every box in your cereal aisle traces back to a doctor who thought breakfast should be too boring to enjoy.